Any comments? Okay. So I think we'll go to the Governance Committee next, and I'm going to ask Pam Strobel, as Chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, to provide a report.
Thank you. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met on August 28th via video conference at the Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses with Trustees Fitzgerald, Montgomery, Cave, and myself in attendance. We first approved the minutes of the last meeting that had been held on July 10th, and then we reviewed and recommended for the board today the items within the purview of the committee. These are in our agenda today. We've already voted in the roll call agenda to amend the bylaws of Wolcott, Wood, and Taylor, and then items 1 and 14 in the regular agenda, which are to appoint the interim vice chancellor for academic affairs and provost in Chicago, and appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. We then heard from Dr. Nicholas Berbulis, who's the professor of education policy, organization, and leadership at Urbana, and he provided a presentation on the statutes revision process. The proposed changes will be distributed to the board in early October, or I should note, even earlier. After the board has had an opportunity to review these changes that are proposed, they will be distributed to the Senates for their review and input. The University Senate's conference will reconcile differences and transmit the advice of the Senate's on all proposed revisions to the board via the president. Final approval is anticipated in May or July of next year. Under old business, we briefly discussed the July retreat, which we felt was very productive. The themes identified at the retreat will be shared with the incoming president. The committee also discussed the presidential search, which is on schedule. The Presidential Search Committee met to review and begin to narrow down the list of prospective candidates. We anticipate that this month of September and October will be very busy, and we hope to conclude the search in early November. The Chancellor's search is on a parallel track and should conclude several weeks later. The next meeting of this committee is scheduled for October 30th at 1 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions? Just a special thanks to you and the co-chair of the committee, Doug Beck, for the incredible personal involvement that you have extended in the functioning of that committee and the great workload that you guys have been bearing over the last month, and
thank
to
you.
The rest of the committee as well for their efforts.
Tell them, thank you.
Okay, any more questions? Thank you. We're gonna ask the healthcare committee to report, so I'm gonna ask Trustee Timothy Quartz, as the chair of the University Healthcare System Committee, to provide.